Whiteman presents, brought to you by the makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee and Tenderleaf Tea, with the Whiteman Orchestra and Chorus, Jimmy Dorsey of the Whiteman Alumni Association, our guest Archie of Duffy's Tavern, yours truly Bill Goodwin, and starring Dinah Shore.
Good evening, everybody. Hiya, Pops.
Hiya, Dinah.
Tell me, Pops, what's on the rack?
Put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight.
Don't think my arms can make it.
You might make it on the third try.
Hold me tight. Huddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, oh, won't you roll my eyes? My heart begins to flow. Then it starts a rocking like a motorboat. Oh, oh, I never knew any boy like you.
Put your arms around me, honey.
Cuddle up a little closer.
Why don't you huddle up and
hold me tight with all your might. Oh, oh, I never knew any boy like you.
Grand.
Thank you, Bill.
Say, Dinah, you and Pops must be sure, by the way, to come up to my house tonight.
Oh, we'll be there.
Well, you better be. I'm cooking a big dinner with my own little hands, you know. Got everything ready but the salad.
What's the trouble?
Well, every time I put the Russian dressing on one side, the German sausage runs out the other.
You know where I shine is making pies and cakes, Bill.
Oh, really, Dinah? Is that so? Do you know how to make an apple turnover?
Sure, you just sneak up behind it and give it a quick push.
Did somebody mention food?
Yeah, Pops, what's your favorite dish?
Well, there's nothing I like better than a nice, juicy steak.
Yeah, but where can you get it?
Why, my butcher always has three grades of steak.
Three grades, Paul? What are they?
Win, place, and show.
Well, I can't promise you meat at my house tonight, kids, but there'll be plenty of, you know what.
You don't mean.
I certainly do. Wherever you go these days, you'll hear it, the friendliest phrase in the world. Let's have another cup of coffee. If Paul Whiteman ever got together all the famous alumni of the Whiteman Band, two of the most important members would be the Dorsey brothers. For both Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey were for years an important part of the Whiteman group. And dropping in tonight from the Hollywood Palladium, where his band is really packing them in, is none other than the world's greatest saxophonist, Jimmy Dorsey.
Hiya, Jim.
Hiya, Pops. It's been a long time since I played with you and the boys.
Yes, it has. How do you like leading a band of your own now?
Well, it's better than working.
You know, Jimmy, I have to hand it to you for getting as far as you have with such a handicap.
What handicap?
That saxophone.
Don't knock it, Dinah. The sax is a pretty important instrument.
I've got eight neighbors who would disagree with you, Paul.
Shucks, with my fiddle, I don't even have neighbors. But just to prove what can be done with that gilded gobble pipe, Jimmy, suppose you and the boys in the band get together with your own compositions. Oodles up noodles. Thank you.
Keep an ear to our radio sets are familiar with the character of Archie, manager of the mythical Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat. Well, Archie's in Hollywood, casing the local beaneries and busy bees, seeking out new ideas to improve the service at Duffy's, a joint of which is famous for the lack of sin. To have the privilege of welcoming such a prominent tycoon to our midst is indeed a deep and forlorn pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, Archie.
Thank you.
Paul, you know Archie, don't you?
Hi, Arch. How do you like California? Been seeing the sights?
Oh, yeah, I've been around. Been to most of the hot spots. Schwab's Drugstore, Santa Monica. I got a great big kick out of that Grandma's Chinese restaurant.
That's Grandma's Chinese Theater.
Huh. No wonder I couldn't get a table. Yeah, I like them autographs in the cement there. You know, them handprints and footprints.
You see mine there?
Was that yours? Thought that was a shell hole. Yeah, it's a great thing, that cement. They got Betty Grable's legs, Jimmy Durante's nose, you know, Frank Sinatra's hands.
Sinatra's hands?
Yeah.
Where?
They got them right next to Crosby's throat.
Ha 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 ha!
Excuse me, man. Hello? Hello, Duffy. Yeah, I'm still here in California. Guess who I'm talking to? Paul Whiteman. Yeah, the big concerto. What? Get him to play in a tavern? Duffy, Whiteman wouldn't fit in our joint. No, he fits better in a place like the Hollywood Bowl. Why, certainly. And anyway, we couldn't afford him there. You know, the guy'd probably want 50 or 60 bucks a week. Huh? Talking over with him? No, Duffy, it's no use. The guy don't need no money. He's worth a fortune. Well, you remember them old days when the musicians used to pass their hats? Whiteman used to pass his pants. Certainly. He amassed a fortune. Now we better forget him. By the way, Duffy, when I was out here, guess who I bumped into today? Moriarty. Yeah, he looks great. He told me he just had a blessed event in his family. Yeah, his wife got a job. Yeah. Well, he's very happy about it, you know, because nobody's worked in his family for a long time except his mother, you know. She's 74, you know. Pretty old for a steeplejack. Huh? Moriarty lazy? No, he ain't lazy, Duffy. He worked very hard to get his mother this job. He tried it everything here, you know. Sandhog, jockey, longshoreman, engine wiper, even had her in a four-round bout at the Legion Stadium. Huh? Nah, she only lasted two rounds. Yeah, had a glass jaw. Huh? Well, okay, if I see Moriarty again, I'll give me a regards, huh? Okay, so long, Duffy.
No kidding, Archie. What are you doing out here in Hollywood?
Well, I'm a cinema star. Over at Paramount, but they're keeping it a secret.
Secret?
Yeah, and it, you know, it's sacrilege. You know, a guy like myself every day should be in, you know, like Patty LaHopper's or Lulu Parsons' column. With them items like Archie and Pauline Goddard have fifth. Or who is the tall, good-looking newcomer seen at the Crocodero? Which reminds me, by the way, of the motive why I came up here today.
What's that?
Well, why couldn't I start a romance with this Dinah Shore?
Why not?
Well, tell me, Paul, what kind of a dame is she?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, have you ever been out with her?
What?
Well, I was wondering, you know, how is she? You know what I mean? She.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I mean, can she?
Can she what?
Whiteman, can she dance?
I don't know. Why don't you talk it over with her?
Well, why not? Call her over.
Oh, Dinah.
Yes, Pop.
Oh, Dinah, this is Archie.
Oh, how do you do?
Oh, I do pretty good. listen, Don. Leave us not chilly-dally.
What?
Well, how about you and me fall in love? Just for the newspapers, of course. Nothing platonic. No, to me, dames is dames. Hey. Talk too much and eat likewise. I want you to know right off the bat, this is just beef for the publicity.
You and me in love, nobody would believe it.
Why not? You ain't such a bad-looking tomato. No, and as for me, I think I can say with all due conceit that I ain't without no total lack of charm. I'm
fairly witty. I have a reasonable number of intelligence. As for looks, you can see for yourself. I ain't saying that I'm the height of masculine punkitude, but I ain't saying I'm no bum, neither.
Artie, how tall are you?
6 feet.
What do you weigh?
118. You see, we'd make a very attractive couple. Yeah, travel with me, Don, and you'll be in the columns, in the headlines, you know, them quotes. Who was the Titian head seen with Archie at Brown's Derby? Who was that ordering raviolis at the farmer's market with Archie? Yeah, the first thing you know, you'll be in pictures, wearing sables, driving a Cadillac. What kind of a car you got now?
A Cadillac.
Oh. You got a Cadillac.
Uh-huh.
I feel another headline coming up.
What?
Archie marries Dinah Shore.
I marry you?
Why not? Right away, you can take off $400 for a dependent. You know, talking about marriage, you know, I often say to myself as I sit in my duplex apartment, I got a duplex, you know, two bathrooms. I say, Archie, whither is this single blissedness getting, you know? Hunting, hunting, hunting for the abstruse. Shooting grouses in the morning, riding to the foxes in the afternoon, bagging ducks at night. Well, that kind of life is all right if you want to open up a meat market. But, you know, it ain't for me. I gotta settle down, really.
But why?
Well, you see, Mater is getting impatient.
Mater?
Yeah, the old man. He's getting very impatient. He wants me to get married, you know, and give him an heirloom.
Well, Archie, it's very sweet of you, but I just can't let you make this sacrifice.
Well, what have I got to lose?
No, Archie, forget me. Stay single. Go out with other girls. Get your name in columns. Be a movie star. And someday when you have your gorgeous mansion in Beverly Hills, maybe it'll be near my little place. And maybe I'll open my window late some night and croon a love song. Croon it just for you.
Well, don't make it too late, Donnie. You know, big picture... big picture star like me's got to have a little rest, you know.
In Dinah's new picture, Thank Your Lucky Stars, she sings a swell new tune called How Sweet You Are. Well, we can thank our lucky stars, because Dinah's going to sing it right here and now. Make it as sweet as you are, Dinah.
How sweet you are. How sweet you are. How dear your tenderest smiling face.
From just the warmth of a face.
through the summer, most all of us pay stricter attention to what we eat and drink. Shore, the Whiteman Orchestra and Chorus have chosen a medley of three songs from the Richard Rodgers Broadway hit, Oklahoma.
Saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma.
Dinah, Paul, and the whole gang for giving us a summer season of really swell music.
Oh, we got a great kick out of doing it, didn't we, Pops?
Dinah, we sure did.
Oh, say, kids, got a telegram here.
Who's it from?
It's from Charlie McCarthy. It says, to whom it may concern. Dear to whom. Push up the ceiling and shove back the walls and get the joint all mopped up, because I'm coming back on the air next Sunday and I'm going to need plenty of room. Stop. I'm going to have the old gang with me, among which will be my old pal, the Swedish Nightingoon Edgar Bergen, and his pal, not mine, the Quince Prince of the Cornbelt, Mortimer Snurd. Stop. And then I'm going to have two very funny guys who call themselves William Gaxton and Victor Moore. Dale Evans is coming back, too. So is Ray Noble and his orchestra and the Sportsman Quartet. Stop. We're going to have a new guy on the show named Bill Goodwin, who better not start any trouble with me or I'll mow him down. I wish he was going to do the mowing, child. And for my first guest next Sunday, I'm going to welcome the ever-vacious, ever-vescent, ever-lovely queen of the screen, girl of my dreams, a cutie and a beauty, Jean Arthur. Tell all the people to tune us in at the same time as always. Signed, Charlie McCarthy. End of message. With us next Sunday when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Victor Moore, William Gaxton, Dale Evans, Ray Noble and his orchestra, the Sportsman, our special guest Gene Arthur, and yours truly, Bill Goodwin, will be here to start the new season for Chase and Sanborn. Meanwhile, when it's coffee you're buying, ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. When it's tea, Tenderleaf brand tea. Chase and Sanborn coffee, Tenderleaf tea, two favorites for days like these. Ask your grocer for them both. This is Bill Goodwin saying goodnight, Hollywood's Radio City.